You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
In light of current events in Palestine and Israel, several pro-Palestine organizations in Aotearoa, including the Palestinian Solidarity Network, Auckland Peace Action, and a few others, organized rallies for Palestine across the country. The Auckland rally was the first, taking place on Saturday the 14th in Aotearoa Square. It was a response to the Israeli government going through with attacks on Palestinians and cutting off power and water in Gaza following the Hamas attacks on Israel. Israel's actions have resulted in over 2,300 Palestinian civilians dying and over 10,800 injured. The Israeli government has only restored some water supply this morning. Last week, I spoke with John Minto, the National Chair for Palestinian Solidarity Network, Aotearoa, about how the Palestinian community here is feeling, what they hope to achieve with the upcoming rallies, and what actions they feel need to be taken. From what you've seen and your work with the Palestinian community in Aotearoa, what are the different things they are feeling right now?
Well, I think everybody's still feeling shocked and even numbed by the events of the last week. Initially, there was a lot of, I think, a lot of pleasure at the fact that there had been an attack on Israel, and everybody assumed it was an attack on Israeli soldiers. And because, as you know, Palestinians have the right to take action against the occupying army. But once it became clear that it was as much an attack on civilians, Palestinians were appalled. Israelis were obviously appalled. Everyone was appalled, and we were as well.
Now, what are some of the experiences that you feel have been left out of the media and some of the stories that are not being talked about?
I think the most important thing that's not being talked about is the role of the New Zealand government and Western governments, which have led directly to the tragedy we've seen over the last week. Because what New Zealand and other Western countries have done over many decades, in fact, has been to turn a blind eye to Israeli war crimes against the Palestinian people. And this has escalated over the last year with the election of an extreme far-right government in late 2022, so that the pressure on Palestine has been ramping up dramatically. Israel has been building more illegal settlements on Palestinian land. They've had Israeli cabinet ministers making highly provocative incursions into the Al-Aqsa Mosque in East Jerusalem, occupied East Jerusalem, and they've suffered attacks on Palestinian towns and villages and rural communities right across the occupied West Bank by settler groups aided by the Israeli army. So it's been a horrific time for Palestinians, and there was going to be some kind of retaliation. We were all waiting for it, but when it came, it was not what we expected.
Now, there is a rally that has been organized on Saturday in Aotearoa Square. Who are the organizers behind it, and what is it about?
We've got rallies right around the country on Saturday, and the reason is what we want to do is we want to have a minute's silence for all of the civilians who've been killed this week. That's Israeli civilians and Palestinian civilians who've been killed, and then we want to demand that our government speak out against Israeli war crimes which are going ahead right now against the Palestinian people in Gaza, so that we can prevent the further loss of life, and we can take action that holds Israel to account. We've never done it. Prime Minister Hipkin has condemned the killing of Israeli civilians. He has never called out the killing of Palestinian civilians. We must do that. We must stand with Palestinians. These are the oppressed people of Palestine. Our government has been silent. We'll be demanding the government speak out.
And did you receive a lot of messages from the community urging you and others to take this action?
Absolutely. There's been a lot of discussion over the last 3 or 4 days. Yes, people are wanting to do two things. They're wanting to express their anger, really, at the attack that Hamas made on civilians, which has been used by some groups in the community to try and promote anti-Palestinian racism. So they're concerned about that, but they're also concerned about the longer-term problem of New Zealand and other Western governments failing to call out Israel for its crimes against the Palestinian people, which has emboldened Israel to make things worse for Palestinians.
Now, you said that within the rally, you will be taking a minute of silence for all the civilians that lost their lives in the recent events. Are you also hoping to sort of draw a line of peace between the Palestinian community and maybe the Jewish and Israeli community in Aotearoa?
Well, I think that there are already strong points of connection between those. I mean, we know many Jewish people will be at these demonstrations because they want to see justice for Palestinians. They don't want to see racism against Palestinians. So that's really important. I had a call the other night from the Zionist Federation of New Zealand, and they were questioning whether we were going to protest at their vigil in Auckland. I said, absolutely not. I said, we will be having rallies that have a minute silence for all the civilians who have been killed. And I said to them, I hope that you will do the same at your rallies, calling for the end of killing of any civilians. So I don't know whether they took that on board, but there's a lot of commonality there. But where we depart dramatically is from some parts of the pro-Israel lobby, which are so vehemently full of anti-Palestinian racism, which spews out online all the time. They have the Jewish community need to take them under control, just as the Palestinian community needs to look out for people who are promoting anti-Semitic language or anti-Semitic activity. We won't tolerate any of that.
Prime Minister Hipkins made his statement on this issue a few days ago. It also included a promise that Aotearoa will do its best to provide humanitarian aid where needed, but didn't give a lot of specifics. Now, what message would you like to give the New Zealand government and our Prime Minister in terms of providing humanitarian response?
I'd say the first thing, the best humanitarian response New Zealand can do is to stop Israel creating more victims. You know, it's all very well to say we're going to send bandages over there, but if New Zealand speaks loudly, condemns what Israel's doing, then that has much greater chance of stopping more killing. And it's a far better bandage than real bandages we send. That's almost a pointless activity when there are hundreds of Palestinians being killed every day in this massive Israeli bombardment.
That was John Minto, National Head of the Palestinian Solidarity Network, Aotearoa. This morning, I also spoke with Leanne Khalil, co-president of the University of Auckland Justice for Palestine Group, about what the Saturday rally was like. We discussed the overall turnout of the rally, including the amount of young people that came to show their support for Palestine and how they were feeling. I also asked about the motivation behind the pro-Palestine demonstration at the Auckland Museum last night after it was lit in support of Israel. Many Palestinian supporters went to protest and blacked out the Israeli flag-coloured lights by covering them with jackets and flags. We also discussed what the Palestinian community feels about the new government's support for Israel. Starting off with the Saturday rally in Otia Square, what was the overall turnout like? Who came to show their support?
It was honestly really, really good. It reminded me of the couple protests we had, I believe, about 2 years ago. There were around 2,500 to 3,000 of us there on Saturday. As always, we started off with some speakers, you know, shedding light on what's going on. People from different backgrounds and ethnicities were there, so it was really good to see the diversity more present this time around. There were a lot of different flags also being presented while we're there, which is just people's, you know, backgrounds trying to prove that they are there to also support the Palestinian cause. There were also journalists, news reporters, and we did happen to march down to Britomart, which was also really good. A lot of people on the side streets were kind of questioning what was going on, so it was a good opportunity for us to sort of stand up and speak to these people and, you know, shed light on what is going on as well.
And were there a lot of young people there as well, like uni students maybe?
Yes, there were a lot of uni students. I remember just looking around and I'm like, oh yeah, I've seen you at uni. A lot of high school kids were there. It was definitely a very, like, family-based event.
And from what you saw, what was their energy like? How were these young people feeling?
I mean, I want to say anger, but it's anger more so of, like, just everything going on. You can obviously see the pain in everyone's faces and everyone's eyes. It's definitely not something easy. And at times we can feel helpless, you know, just being here, just, you know, yelling out Free Free Palestine or posting on our socials, it can feel a bit helpless, especially if you're from a Palestinian background as well. It's like, you know, you're experiencing this almost firsthand with your family being overseas in Palestine. But I guess I mean, we're doing what we can do.
And did you feel that this rally delivered the exposure and awareness of the Palestinian struggle to those who might not be aware, especially given the Western support towards Israel?
100%. I think every time we're out on these streets with these flags, it's always an opportunity for people to learn and people to see what we do. I wish there was a bit more media coverage on what happened on Saturday. I didn't see that many, very known articles written about it. So it would be really good to have more of that there to also kind of, spread awareness on the news.
And last night, the Auckland Museum was also lit in support of Israel, and pro-Palestine supporters went to show their support for Palestine and blacked out the museum in protest. How do you think the support towards Israel and Aotearoa will impact Palestinians in New Zealand and overseas?
I think it stops us from having a voice, genuinely. Them standing with the side of the oppressed and not standing on our side or not even giving us any bits of support is just really hurtful. And a lot of us Palestinians are citizens and are Kiwis, and it's sort of like we are your own people in New Zealand and we still don't get the representation, of our ethnicities. We're not celebrating our culture, our diversity. And I think it also applies to New Zealand because we are on colonized land, and being in New Zealand, you understand the history of not having your land, you understand the history of oppression. So it's kind of, it's unfair, it's a bit sad that they're standing on the side of what they've also experienced.
As you said, there also seems to be a significant amount of young people in their late teens and 20s that are protesting and showing support. Do you feel that young people in our generation, especially those of Palestinian, Middle Eastern and Muslim backgrounds, have been carrying the burden of generating awareness and creating change more than others?
I would say yes and no. Yes, because we are the generation that will be here for another couple of years. So it's important for us to learn and be able to speak about these things. But I think the adults do have the knowledge and have the experience, and some of them have personal experience of being in Palestine. So it's definitely essential for them to be there as well. But the younger generation like us, I would say, are more active on social media and just more active in general. So it's really important for the younger generation to be out there about this thing as well.
Looking sort of in the long run, how do you think this will impact our generation, and in particular the Middle Eastern diaspora living in the West?
Hopefully we get recognition from our governments. We need the support. We need to be able, to send people to Palestine to provide medical aid. We need to be able to bring some of our families out here who are struggling there. I think it's just important for our government to recognize the pain that we Palestinians and even non-Palestinians face, and also maybe recognize our Palestine as a state.
With a new government taking over, one that has shown their support for Israel, what would you say to them as a Palestinian about this issue?
Honestly, we are hurt, we are disappointed, and we're definitely devastated. It was one little thing that happened. Everyone was sort of on Israel's side, but we have been facing this discrimination and this genocide and this ethnic cleansing for 75 years, and we have not had a single bit of recognition. So it's definitely a shame on the government, but we hope we can, work to improve this in the years coming.
That was Leon Khalil, co-president of the University of Auckland Justice for Palestine Group, talking about this weekend's pro-Palestine demonstrations.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.